KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly clear and 29 degrees. We look for that frost advisory to continue until 8 o'clock. Otherwise, skies should be partly cloudy today. We'll have a high near 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Officials of the AHSTW School District announced on Thursday that the district's Board of Education will hold a special meeting this afternoon at 4 o'clock in the elementary school library in Avoca. The only action item on their agenda is a return to learn plan. The district began a continuous learning remote education plan on Tuesday due to the COVID-19 outbreak, and that plan is set to run through today. In a separate message, school officials said Thursday that they're continuing to assess absenteeism percentages, and they're hoping to have decisions and plans regarding their learning format for the week of October 5th ready to share following today's special meeting. Members of the Griswold School Board will hold a special session Monday evening at 5:30 at the Griswold Elementary School Library. Superintendent Dave Henrich said the purpose of the meeting is to consider and act on the format of parent-teacher conferences and implementing a mask mandate. Iowa health officials report as of early this morning 872 new positive COVID-19 cases across the state for a total of 90,484 and 8 more deaths. That includes 2 more in Harrison County and 1 more in Pottawatomie County, for a total of 1,366. Deaths attributed to a pre-existing medical condition amount to 932. There have been 7,137 lab results returned since 10 a.m. Thursday for a total of 808,994. Of the latest results, 6,337 came back negative for COVID-19 for a total during the pandemic of 716,969. And 791 were positive for a 14-day rolling average of 8.7%. The number of Iowans who have recovered from the virus stands at 70,378. New positive test results here in the KJAN listening area include 3 each in Audubon and Harrison counties, 2 in Guthrie County, 7 more in Madison County, 4 more in Mills County, 5 more in Montgomery County. There are 16 new positive cases in Pottawatomie County and 1 more case in both Shelby and Union counties. Hospitalization data due to COVID-19 showed 393 are hospitalized as of this morning compared to 497 yesterday. 95 patients are in an ICU compared to 104 yesterday. 66 people have been admitted to a hospital. There were 53 yesterday. And 36 COVID patients are on a ventilator. That's 3 more than on Thursday. In western and southwest Iowa, 24 people are hospitalized with the virus. 10 are in an ICU. That's 2 more than yesterday. 4 were admitted since yesterday, and no one is on a ventilator currently. There are now 53 long-term care facility outbreaks with coronavirus in the state of Iowa. The IDPH reports 1,124 positive cases, and 693 people have recovered from within those same facilities. And there have been 704 deaths in Iowa's long-term care facilities, which is 6 more than yesterday. 15 inmates and 1 staff member at the state prison in Clarinda have tested positive for coronavirus, according to a spokesman for the state prison system. Jessica Erdman, Page County Public Health Administrator, says the source of the outbreak hasn't been pinpointed. She says that they're pretty inundated right now, so they probably haven't really been able to sit down and go over everything as of yet. And she said that they're hoping to get that done sometime today or tomorrow. And actually, that was Thursday or today. A total of 30 cases of COVID in Page County were confirmed Wednesday, the highest one-day total for the county since the pandemic began. Erdman says keep wearing your mask and keep social distancing, and we're seeing a good amount of a spread here in the county, and they would really like to get that number back down. The month of September, she said, has been our highest month to date, so we're hoping October is a much better month for those folks in Page County. Erdman said the Clarinda Lutheran School will shift all students online Monday because at least 7 confirmed COVID cases are associated with that school. With 33 days left until the election, Vice President Mike Pence campaigned in Iowa on Thursday.
And the road to victory goes straight through Iowa.
During a speech early Thursday afternoon at Carter Lake, Pence began by praising Trump's performance in Tuesday night's debate.
And if you didn't know it was on, maybe you missed that debate the other night. I'll tell you what. President Donald Trump took our case to the American people, and he took the fight to Joe Biden, and we're going to keep on fighting for 33 days all the way to victory on November the 3rd.
Pence spoke to about 275 people in a Carter Lake plant that makes galvanized metal parts for bridges and other structures. The visit gave Pence an audience in Iowa, where polls suggest there's a tight race for Iowa's 6 Electoral College votes, and in Nebraska, where one of its Electoral College votes in Omaha, the Omaha area, is up for grabs.
My friend, your president has never stopped fighting to keep the promises he made to the people of Iowa and Nebraska. Now it's your turn to fight for him.
Pence touted Trump's appointments to federal courts, drawing huge cheers from the crowd. He promised a COVID vaccine would be available before the end of this year, and the country's economy would continue its comeback. It was Pence's sixth visit to Iowa this year, and he hinted at his own aspirations to run for president in 2024. After the crowd chanted four more years for Trump, Pence gave the audience a checklist for speaking with their neighbors.
I mean, four more years means more jobs. Four more years means more judges. Four more years means more support for our troops. And you tell him I said it's going to take at least four more years to drain that swamp.
In our funeral announcements, Jonathan Ray John Pauley, age 57, of Defiance and formerly of Panama, died Saturday at the Crawford County Hospital. Graveside services for John Pauley will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Cemetery in Panama. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Larry Lee Kenyon, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at his home. Memorial services for Larry Kenyon will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Joey Weiss, age 46, of Marnie, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life graveside service for Joey Weiss will be this evening at 5:30 at the Brighton Township Cemetery northeast of Marnie. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Paul Williams, age 93, of Indianola and formerly of Rural Stewart, died September 24th. Graveside memorial services for Paul Williams will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Fairview Cemetery in Rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Kent Morgan, age 63, of rural Harlan, died Tuesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Kent Morgan will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Carlotta Desa Morton, age 99, of San Diego, died September 22nd. A graveside service for Carlotta Desa Morton will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Whipple Cemetery in Griswold. The Rican Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. William D. Tracy, age 86, of Stewart and formerly of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. A funeral mass for William Tracy will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the historic All Saints Center in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Harold Bartlett, Jr., age 72, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. There are no services planned at this time for Harold Bartlett, Jr. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family. Larry Erickson, age 98, of Cumberland, passed away on Thursday at the Allen House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Larry Erickson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Or Larry, I guess Larry Erickson it is. And Doris Hensel, age 82, of Atlantic, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Doris Hensel are pending at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Dan Mulbauer, age 62, of Manila, died Thursday at his home. Services for Dan Mulbauer are pending with the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. News was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.